This is the day that we lost Michael Jackson, and so we are playing some of his music as we talk during this day in history. We are now joined by the Reverend Jeffrey Deyo, who is Advocacy Chair of the Israel-Palestine Mission Network of the Presbyterian Church, USA, Senior Pastor at the Covenant Presbyterian Church in Fort Myers, Florida. And Reverend Deyo, welcome. Good to have you with us.
Thank you. Good morning.
Did I say your last name correctly?
Yes, you did.
Good, making sure I did. So this is a very huge things happened in your meeting with the Presbyterian Church USA, and we'll start with this vote you took. It wasn't like supporting the boycott of Israel, but you took a vote to divest some $21 million from three companies that profit by selling goods to use the administration or destruction of Palestinian homes in the occupied territory. Talk about this debate that took place. Why did you make this move?
This move has actually been in the works since 2004, when five companies were named by the General Assembly to in which we have investments, so that there might be corporate engagement by the committee in our denomination that oversees our investments and the ethical standards of our investments. Five companies were named in 2004. And the committee was asked to do some corporate engagement, speak to the company heads, file shareholder resolutions as necessary, because the Presbyterian Church has very strict standards, ethical standards for investment. And among those standards is the standard that we do not invest in any companies whose products are used in non-peaceful pursuits. And so these five companies were named in 2004. Four of the companies were engaged in selling products for the Israeli occupation of Palestine, but one of the companies was cited because it was a bank, and their subsidiaries actually funneled terrorist money to the families of Palestinian suicide bombers. When that bank engaged with the church, and this was pointed out, the bank cut loose from those subsidiaries, and we continued to invest in them because they did the right thing when it was pointed out that that their activities were not in accordance with our ethical standards. But another company completely got out of that business, and we continue to be invested in them. And then the three companies that were just named continued to engage in those business practices that aren't according to our Presbyterian standards of investment.
So a couple of important things here. I mean, let me just say this, because this whole issue of divestment and boycott of Israel is a huge battle in this country and throughout Europe. And for the Presbyterian Church not to support that, and that's the boycott of Israel, but to support the beginning of divestment from companies that do business with Israel in terms of the occupation of the West Bank, that's a huge move. Now, your vote was very close in that, at least with what we read in the press. It was only won by 13 votes. What was it, 313, I think, if I have that right?
310 to
303, 7-vote margin. So what was the opposition? I've heard on one hand the opposition was people who wanted to do more, have greater disinvestment from Israel proper, and others saying they didn't want it at all. What was the debate? I mean, where did the different parties lie?
For the most part, the opposition painted it as being divestment from Israel, which is simply not true. And then when that was pointed out to them, their argument descended into saying, well, it will look like divestment from Israel. And, of course, the argument is that we have high ethical moral standards for what we do with our church investments, and we do not invest in violence. And we have a record that shows we haven't and we won't invest in violence on either side of the issue and either side of the conflict. And so by getting out of these three companies, we, in fact, now do not invest in violence in the Israel-Palestine conflict, but we do positively invest. In fact, we have investments in Israel, in companies in Israel, dozens of companies in Israel that that operate in a good way and do beneficial work for humanity. We've been invested in those companies in Israel for decades, and we'll continue to do so. But so for us, it's not a blanket divestment from Israel by any stretch of the imagination. It was targeted to the occupation, and that's it.
Well, so, but that's pretty big. I mean, I think that the two things. I mean, A, this the narrowness of the vote that won this in the Presbyterian Church to divest from these three companies, this says a lot about the divide in America over this issue and the divide in the Christian community over this issue.
That's correct.
Right? I mean, I think that, and the other part of it is that this is kind of building up steam, and I've read other papers coming out of the Presbyterian Church that made visits to the West Bank that were pretty damning of Israeli policy.
Yeah, I mean, it's the momentum is moving it's moving in the same way that divestment from South Africa moved. As people become more aware of the brutality of the occupation, and it's taken a long time to get there. Not many people go deep into the West Bank. I've been there. I've planted olive trees for Palestinian farmers. I have seen the brutality of occupation, the devaluing of Palestinian life, the violation of human rights. As people become more aware of that, they do stand up and say, "We won't have this." And so, yeah, it's been a split vote for the last two General Assemblies. The church is divided, but as more people learn the facts on the ground, their concern about the occupation is real. And the fact is, according to international law, the occupation is illegal. So the international community has recognized that, and United States administrations have called for an end to the occupation, knowing that there's something wrong with it. And all administrations on either party have done so, even though they haven't backed it up with their actions.
But a lot of the kind of establishment Jewish community, as well as the Israeli government, really decried what happened to the Presbyterian Church as one of this. So there is this is part of a huge political divide taking place over what to do, because in many ways, given all the other crises going through the Middle East at the moment, many people are even forgetting about what's going on between Palestinians and Israelis. And this brings it back into the headlines, as well as kind of shows us the kind of rift that exists.
That's correct. And there is. And part of the struggle in the Presbyterian Church is that we have had historic good relationships with Jewish congregations for a long time. And we have stood up against anti-Semitism for decades, and yet at the same time we've had historic relationships with Palestinians. Presbyterian mission has been in Palestine for a long time, and so what happens is that our good concerns for two separate peoples have suddenly come into conflict with each other, and that does cause a rift and a struggle within our church family.
So let me ask you this other question, because I think the question is begged by this and things that have happened also in the Episcopal Church and others. How deep and significant is this and the vote around same-sex marriage in the church that took place as well at the same time, that in terms of causing a divide inside the Presbyterian Church itself?
Well, it's really hard to pin down, because the same-sex marriage decision really does separate the more conservative people and factions of the Presbyterian Church with the more liberal concerns and factions. The Israel-Palestine issue in terms of divestment has actually split up the liberal wing of the church, and that's pretty much where the struggle in the has happened, is in the liberal wing of the church. There are liberals who are on either side of the issue.
So, and just finally, I'm just curious where this takes your work and the work of others who want to end the occupation of the West Bank. How deep and widespread do you think this will come, this the divestment movement itself?
I would say that the action the Presbyterian Church took certainly gives hope to Palestinians and Palestinian society. It sends a signal that they're not alone in the struggle, and that we understand what's happening to them, and that as a church we are not going to invest in or participate in anything that has to do with the occupation that oppresses them. And, you know, you can't predict what other ecclesiastical bodies or the rest of the world will do, but the statement speaks for itself. We will not participate in that because we do not participate in non-peaceful pursuits.
Well, I want to thank you for joining us and taking this time, the Reverend Jeffrey Diou, who is Advocacy Chair of the Israel-Palestine Mission Network of the Presbyterian Church USA, Senior Pastor at Covenant Presbyterian Church in Fort Myers, Florida, as we talk about the divestment of funds from the Presbyterian Church from firms doing business with Israel who, as part of the occupation of the West Bank. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
We're going to take a very short break and come back. It's City Paper Time.